Unit 25. Task 3. 1. Telecommunications engineer.
I need information quickly. It's a vital part of my life. Every technology book in my specialism is out of date before it gets printed, so I don't buy technical books. I go straight to the research groups who publish on the web. Electronic books make good sense to me. Publishing something like a laser printer manual is just a waste of paper. What we need is an electronic version available anywhere and updated regularly.
2. Author.
What I like about it is my books are available all over the world. They're available in countries where English language books are hard to get. It doesn't matter if you live in Beijing or Buenos Aires. People can read my books anywhere.
3. An e-publisher.
It's much cheaper to publish electronically than to print. It means we can take risks. We can publish books a traditional publisher wouldn't publish because they have a smaller readership. By 2005, 10% of titles will be published electronically. And by 2025, electronic publishing will have caught up with traditional publishing.
4. Developer of an e-book reader.
Our reader is the size of a paperback. It holds about 200 books at a time. You can download books over the internet in a few minutes, and you can read for 20 hours before recharging the battery. There's a backlight, so you can read in any lighting conditions. The print size can be adjusted to any size you like. Pop it in a plastic bag, and you can read it in the bath. I'm confident it will replace all the throwaway books we read when we travel. Textbooks that date very quickly, technical books that are out of date as soon as they're printed. It's just right for schools. Children have to carry far too many books. An e-book can hold about 150,000 pages of text, so you could have all of your school books for a year in a paperback-sized package.
5. Keen reader.
I've tried it. It's not complicated. I paid a dollar for the first chapter of Stephen King's book, and another dollar because I wanted to read the next chapter. But then I thought, there's the time on the internet trying to get to the site, there's time taken to download it, and all that time I'm paying just for being on the internet. Then there's the printing costs because I don't like reading off a computer screen. It's not cheap. And besides, I like the look and the feel of books, and the fact that you can take them anywhere. And who's going to steal a paperback? And another thing, paper lasts from 50 to 500 years. Most electronic storage media are obsolete in 10 to 20 years. Magnetic tape stretches, CDs delaminate. Printed books are still the best way to preserve knowledge.